Welcome to today's Arise in Your Queen, Attract Your King lesson. And we are entering module three at this point, module three, which is called Arise as High Value. So today's lesson is called Radiate Feminine Energy. Radiate Feminine Energy. And I want to start with a quote from Clarissa Pinkola Estes. She says, within every woman, there is a wild and natural creature, a powerful force filled with good instincts, passionate creativity, and ageless knowing. Love that. And today what you're going to learn is, what is feminine energy? We're going to learn about things that block your radiance and how to be in your radiance. Yeah, I hope you're excited. Okay, before you can do that, so you need to be able to tap into your own energy, your own body, and your own radiance. As I say all the time in the Powerfully Feminine work, we plug in order to turn on, and then we fill up. That our energy, in fact, our feminine energy, is something that we have to actively plug back into again. And when we do, we turn on and then we fill up. Okay. So a lot of this is being addressed in the Powerfully Feminine intensive work. And so maybe this is a good time for a review if you've already done that work, or in fact, acknowledge that that is the teaching of the five core feminine arts is a big foundation here. So why have I placed this topic about feminine radiance inside of the module called Arise as High Value? I've done that because there is nothing more valuable to a masculine man but feminine energy. They will walk over hot coals to get it, to keep it, and to take care of it. Just think about the story of Helen of Troy, right? Who was taken from King Menelaus by Paris. And a war started over this, which was the Trojan War, right? Now, this depicts what men will do for a beautiful woman or over a beautiful woman. So how I want to start here today is I want to discuss some astrology with you. I'm not sure if you know this, but I've been studying astrology for over 20 years. I often do the astral natal chart with my private clients, if they so desire, in order to understand who they are better. We look at the natal chart. Now, I study a very particular kind of astrology, which talks a lot about what we call planetary forces. So the forces behind the planets. Yeah. So what we're going to talk about a little bit in this first part today are the two feminine planets, the two most feminine planetary forces, that of the Moon and Venus. So let's start with the feminine as the Moon, okay? The feminine as the Moon. So when you start to study esotericism and spirituality, you start to read and see the symbolism behind everything. And it's not just symbolic. These are representatives of things that you can feel inside yourself. Okay, so what is the physical moon more has a force behind it, something, an energy that we also have inside of ourselves, which is why when I read somebody's chart, we're looking at the relationship between all of the planetary forces as a way to understand the person better. Okay, so the feminine is the moon. What is the moon then is the question. What is the moon planetary force all about? Well, the moon itself reflects the sun, right? The moon has this reflective quality. It's water to the sun's fire. The moon is all about nurturing. It's the mother. It's slower. It's reflective. She's all about the water, ocean, spreading, fluidity, disbursement, vastness. So just take a breath for a second and digest and feel into yourself if you can relate to any of those moon qualities. And if you can't, then perhaps that aspect of the feminine is something that you need to nourish or nurture in yourself. So let's breathe in that. Let's breathe and feel the moon planetary force a little bit more. And this is one reason why the moon cycle is so important to us. It's important to men and women, but particularly for women, okay? We start to work with the moon cycle, we start to really understand how its importance. So the feminine is also reflected in Venus, the Venus planetary force. And by the way, Helen of Troy was extremely Venusian, according to the legends, okay? So the Venus planetary force, so Venus is a fiery planet. So it's more about love, sexuality. She knows how to flirt. She's pretty intense. She knows beauty. She is beauty. She knows about self-love and how to love. She is creativity, art. Think of Venus like that. So let's take a breath again and let's feel how much of that Venusian force you have inside you. Venus could also be the adornment side of the feminine. And all of these things, the moon and Venus, by the way, can either be lower mode, false feminine, or higher mode, true feminine. Okay? So there's many people who are very Venusian, Venus, but they're totally focused on the outer beauty piece. Yeah? That's the lower mode. Okay? If that's what the focus is, it can be the lower mode of Venus. Venus, because she's fiery in the lower mode, can also be really argumentative and demanding and externally focused. Sound familiar? That can be the princess, all right? The feminine is Shakti. Shakti in Hinduism is about life force. It's the force of life. This is the feminine. The feminine is life-giving. It's why we as the women are the ones that actually grow and nurture and create the babies. We literally are connected to this force of life-giving, nurturing substance. So whether you are carrying a baby or have babies or not, this is inscribed in your feminine self. So this nature, what is that? This nature is earth. It's the oceans, the mountains, volcanoes, jungles, wild forces of nature. This is the unfettered feminine, the Shakti, this force of life, okay? So you need to think of the feminine like nature. So those things that I just described, again, back to symbolism and metaphor, and not just symbolism and metaphor. And we're going to talk about this in a second about how to get into your radiance. And it's why connecting to nature is a really good one for us to get back into our radiance. What are things that block your radiance? What things block your radiance? I wonder if you can already think of them. So if we're speaking of radiance as an expression of feminine energy, then pretty much the things I'm about to tell you are things that are masculine or too much masculine or false mode, lower mode. Okay. So just catch it in terms of the feminine archetypes model, because you can always go back to that and it helps you to frame the things that I'm passing to you. So things that block your radiance, man mode, right? Why? Because man mode elicits two hormonal imbalances in us that are so bad for us. Cortisol stress. Okay. We start to get a bit addicted to the cortisol, the do fast, the moving nonstop, this addictive kind of hyper up here kind of energy. And what cortisol creates inside of us as women is too much testosterone. That is not what we're made of. This is a huge a radiance blocker, falling back into man mode, okay? We are supposed to be coursing with estrogens and progesterone and things that make us juicy and fluid and slowing down, okay? We'll talk about that more in a second. All right, what other things block your radiance? I want you to think of things like foods that don't nourish your energy, okay? That are not good for you. Too much sugar, okay? Too much sugar, too much white things, white food, white sugar, white bread, things that don't nourish you, that don't enrich your energy. So if we go back to the planetary force of the moon and that of water, the feminine as water there, we've got to make sure that we're hyper, super duper hydrated, that we put things that are juicy inside of us, that we drink and nourish ourselves a lot, yeah? That we eat green things, things of nature, right? And we'll get to that in a second. The things that block your radiance, drugs, caffeine, and alcohol. Alcohol. I know many of you like to think that red wine at the end of the day or that drink that's trying to relax you is the thing that you're doing to try to get out of man mode. Alcohol, let's just take the flavors out of it. Alcohol massively dries you out, okay? It dries out your energy. It dries out your skin. It makes you look less juicy. Drugs, caffeine. All of these things are stimulants or relaxants that are things that come from where? Outside of you. Okay, they come from outside of you, and so they're not inner forces. Make sense? Why I keep re-emphasizing inner forces, inner radiance. This is what we're talking about today. Other blockers, big one, not enough sleep. Okay, we need to sleep. Okay, sleep is about the night usually. The night is the feminine. So as we sleep and we get horizontal, we let go of our body and our energy, as in our astral body and our spirit gets to let go and what? Spread. We need to spread for nice long periods of time as women in order to get back in touch with that vastness and that dispersed energy of the feminine. Other radiance blockers are being alone too much. Look, I am an introvert and I need my alone time. But too much of it, and I'm getting disconnected from something in myself. I get disconnected from that sense of, you know, support and, of course, the touch and the communication, the movement, doing things with somebody, sharing your life with people. You get it, okay? Other things that block your radiance. Having low libido would indicate that you are already blocking your radiance, but not cultivating your sexuality, not making it important would block your radiance. I need to do a huge reversal for you around that your sexuality and a fully juicy, vibrant sexuality that you have, that you wear, that you own, that you're confident in is one of the most important pieces in terms of your feminine power and your radiance, okay? Other blocks to your radiance, not asking for your needs to be met. Not asking for your needs to be met, right? That is a block, okay? Because as soon as we go into those faculties where we try to take care of ourselves, we take care of our needs, and I'm talking about self-care, I'm talking about that's actually selfish, especially in dynamics of relationship. And we've spoken about this a bit already. Not asking for your needs blocks your radiance. Okay, little mind explosion again. Another blocker to your feminine radiance is overly masculine type of exercise. I was totally like this in my 20s. I went to the gym 1-2 hours, at least 5-6 days a week. I had a totally ripped body. Totally masculine, right? That is a radiance blocker. All right, I needed to pass the radiance blockers to you because I wanted you to understand the ramifications of those things. And then if you catch yourself in them, then what we're about to talk about is what you can move into, okay? So here's a list of ways to be in your radiance. Okay. So we're in our radiance when we're doing things that totally light us up, right? That turn us on, that make us feel alive. Now that could be so many things for you. It could be painting, could be cooking, dancing. That's a huge one for me. It could be just movement or walking. It could be when you're really, you know, in an intimate discussion with somebody you really care about. I want you to catch what lights you up. For me, it's also design. You know, my background is a commercial designer. So, you know, when I start to do design things, that sort of something lights up inside me, yeah? It could also be sexual things. What lights you up and turns you on? Having your clitoris stroked, you know, having your partner touch your body all over or massage you all over. What lights you up? Okay, this is going to turn your radiance on. Another one is by surrounding yourself with two things in my experience. Women who are in their true feminine and men that are in their true masculine. So being around highly masculine men is such a radiance turn on, because as soon as I'm with masculine men, it creates this beautiful polarity, right? And as I'm here to teach you, just in the powerfully feminine work, let alone the Arise in Your Queen work, that also as we stand in our queen, we create polarity for those kings, and they love it. They love that dynamic. Other ways to be in your radiance is being around your lover. That's probably fairly obvious. Let yourself be flirty and playful and turned on around your lover. Let him give you attention. Let him meet your needs. Asking for your needs, playing with polarity in the relationship. It is fun and it's a big radiance turn on. Okay. Now, this is a big one for me, dancing. That's why I talk about the sexy dance breaks, because dancing just can very quickly take me from being unradiant or in any sort of man mode and get me back into the fluid, curvy nature of the feminine. I remember when I was younger and I used to go out dancing a lot more, I used to love, love, love being watched by other people. I didn't care if they were women or men. I loved being watched dancing. It's a big turn on for me. And it's not even just, I don't mean sexual turn on. I just mean it lights me up. Yeah. And I often do little sexy dance shows for my partner and he loves it. Oh my gosh. I was so nervous when I did it the first time, despite having a dance background. I was so nervous to dance for him and he loves it. He loves it. He'll go, "Do you think you could dance for me?" It's so sweet, right? Dancing and dancing. And so basically in dancing, for me, I'm often doing it alone, but for me, it's just delighting in how my body feels when I'm dancing and moving. It's just this enjoyment of the curves, of the stretching, of the flow, of the feeling that it elicits in me, okay? All right, radiance turn-ons. Teach those that are close to you your love language, okay? So we're returning back to the love language thing a little bit. It's important to know your love language, know how important it is to you. You know, it's like in the book, if there's ways to teach people exactly how you like to be touched, for example, exactly what kind of quality time works for you, exactly what types of acts of service would work for you, see? So teach the people your love language. It's a win-win, because of course you're not doing it selfishly. This makes you self-full, remember, the queen. And you're also going to learn their love language in the process, okay, of course. Radiance turn-ons, being around close friends and being in sisterhood. Huge turn-on. This makes you totally radiant and radiate. We learn to support each other in our radiance as sisters. And that, as I ever say, there's room for everybody in the queen priestess level. There's no competition. There's only an invitation for everybody to stand up and to be turned on and to be totally radiant. And that radiance turn on what I call the reconnection embrace. So if you haven't seen your partner for a little while, it might be just the day. But for me, I haven't seen my honey now for a couple of weeks for various reasons. And he's coming tonight. And so Stan Tatkin recommends this too. You look at each other and you hug, you get into an embrace, and you embrace until you feel something let go in you, however long that takes, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 90 seconds. And you can tell your partner about this so that he's understanding why you do this, and it creates a completely different trajectory for you moving forward in whatever you're about to do next, okay? The reconnection embrace. Okay, other radiance turn-ons. Okay, just the back, it's a bit back to dancing, but the circular body movements, the hip circles, enjoying the curves. Okay, so think the pussy power practices that I teach you in the Powerfully Feminine Intensive. Circular movements. I will be doing this whilst I'm talking to my clients. Some of you might be giggling out there who are working with me. I'll be doing this to make sure I am in my feminine whilst I'm coaching you, right? Just the circular movements, yeah? Just sitting like I'm sitting now, or any sort of circular flows, making sure our body isn't too up and down, yeah? Other turn-ons, radiance-wise, pussy pulsing, okay? It's this thing I do where you get to the base of the body, the perineum, okay? And you're going to know this because of the jade egg work, right? But we pulse. Okay, you pulse the perineum base. Sometimes that's, you might be sitting or you might be in a meeting, to my corporate women out there, and you can't do something obvious, but you can sit there in a meeting and pussy pulse and nobody will know it. And suddenly you're just going, da-da, becoming more and more radiant. That's a fun one. Radiance turn-ons, of course, breast massage. Okay, so return to the breast massage in the second module of the Powerfully Feminine Intensive. Beautiful way to reconnect to your feminine, to turn on this beauty. There's so many meridians and sensitive points in our breasts. Such a beautiful way to ignite your radiance. Suggestions, using music, okay? And I don't mean any music, but finding music that either elicits movement or dance or inspires you or something that just changes the mood. See what I mean? And last but not least at all, walking, hiking, searching, photography in nature, something that connects you to nature, okay? Now, because we're city people and we tend to have become intellectual and heads up, right? As I say, the Powerfully Feminine work is pretty much what's happening from the neck down. So there's an art to go into nature where you start to switch off this and make your eyes look at things and appreciate them and look over here. Ah, isn't that beautiful? Go and touch things in nature. Smell them. I'll pull off the pine, the needles off the things, and I'll crush them in my hands and I'll smell it. I'll rub it on my face. And I mean, it doesn't do anything. It's just the smell, right? And a really powerful thing to do is what is called earthing. Earthing or grounding. What that means is the top of almost every hike I do, shoes come off and my feet go on the earth. And I'll sit there for at least 20 minutes, 30 if you can, and just feel the feet connecting to the earth. This is huge for draining EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, out of your body. Stress, too much thought, pain in the body, super powerful. And then what happens when we drain ourselves of the stress and the thoughts, the cortisol and the testosterone? The estrogens and the progesterone start to turn back on again. And we end up back into a virtuous circle. And our radiance turns back on because what? We've plugged back in. And this turns us on and fills us up. So I want to stress that what I'm passing here today is this concept of radiance is about this connection inside yourself, about you're radiating what? You're radiating feminine energy and you're radiating it from inside out. You are being radiant by your very being. not by what you're doing. Your radiance is a beingness. You don't have to say anything to be radiant. It's a beingness that I'm discussing here. So what we've learned today is what is feminine energy. And we spoke a bit about the astrological forces of the moon and Venus. And then we spoke about the Shakti and nature element of the feminine. And then we had a look at some of the radiance blockers, the things that block your radiance. And then we had a look at radiance turn-ons, how to be in your radiance. Your homework this week is I want you to go out there and start to observe in yourself some of the radiance blockers, the things that block your radiance, and then find a few of the radiance turn-ons for you to start to practice and to implement. Because the whole thing is, none of this has to take any more time or effort. It's through the course of the events of your life that your feminine starts to get more and more injected. Make sense? And I look forward to seeing your postings on your radiance blockers and your radiance turn-ons. Sending big, big love to you. And I'll see you here next week. Bye-bye for now.